Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature, presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 2.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. One story that was mentioned to us in Quran gives us an impression about the Hawariyin. And the Hawariyin are the Sahaba of Sayyidina Isa. The followers or the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were called Sahaba. The companions of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam were called Al-Hawariyin. In English, the disciples. These ayat are in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And Al-Ma'idah is named after these ayat, because Al-Ma'idah means a table. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بِنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ.
Remember when al-Hawariyin, the disciples, said, O Isa, and Isa is Jesus. And by the way, the name Isa is closer to the right pronunciation of his real name than Jesus is, because in the Aramaic language of Sayyidina Isa and the people of Sayyidina Isa, the letter J did not exist. So the name Jesus isn't really his name. His name is Isa, or at least it's a closer pronunciation of the name of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But in English now it's called Jesus. They said, can your Lord send down to us a table spread with food from heaven? So the companions, al-Hawariyin, and we'll use the name Hawariyin from now on, the disciples, al-Hawariyin, they came to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and they said, can your Lord send us a table? Now if this question means, is Allah able to do so, then this is kufr. What do you mean Allah is not able to bring down a table from the sky? You're doubting the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can Allah bring down a table? Of course Allah can. Is that the meaning they intended? According to some scholars, yes, but the majority say that's not what they intended. Especially when we know in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about al-Hawariyin, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, Man ansari ilallah? Who are my supporters in the sake of Allah? قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. The Hawariyin said, we are going to be the ones who will give victory to the religion of Allah. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. We believed in Allah and be a witness that we are Muslims. So this ayah gives us an indication that the followers of Sayyidina Isa were firm believers who believed in him and believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believed in Islam. Now we cannot expect from them to come to Isa and ask him, can Allah bring down a table, as if they're questioning the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so. So what does this ayah mean? The scholars say that what they meant by this question is it possible for you to ask Allah to bring down a table for us? Can Allah bring down a table? So they're asking him, can Allah do this for us? Is it something that you can ask Allah to do for us? You get the meaning? There are two different things. But again, it's not something that the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ did. The followers of Muhammad ﷺ never requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down a miracle. Never. Never did any one of the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, come to Rasulullah and say, perform for us a miracle. Never. They never did it. So the Sahaba, the Hawariyin, they did come to Isa and they asked for a miracle. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, اتقوا الله. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you asking me to do so? اتقوا الله. إن كنتم مؤمنين. Fear Allah if you are indeed believers. They gave their justifications. They said, قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها. They said, we wish to eat thereof. They might have been very hungry. And they wanted rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's okay to ask for rizq from Allah. وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا And to satisfy our hearts. When we see a miracle, it will satisfy our hearts. It will make our iman firmer and stronger. So that's number two. وَنَعْلَمَ أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا And to know that you have indeed told us the truth. And again, you can see here a little bit of a difference again between the Sahaba of Muhammad ﷺ and al-Hawariyin. They're saying we want to see this to make sure that you have told us the truth. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ And that we ourselves be its witnesses. Now even though they made this the last justification, it should have been the first. It's because it has the strongest foundation. They said, we want to be witnesses. In other words, they're asking Sayyidina Isa to perform this miracle in front of their eyes so that they can be witnesses in front of mankind to say that we have seen this miracle with our eyes. So when they go in da'wah and when they go to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can tell the people that we have seen Isa ibn Maryam perform this miracle in front of our eyes. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ We will witness that. We will be witnesses in front of mankind. They convinced Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam with the validity of their request. Jesus, son of Mary, said,
قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا
عيسى, Jesus, son of Mary, said, O Allah, our Lord, send us from the heaven a table spread with food. Now when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam made a dua, and he was telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why he wants a table, he did not use the same four justifications that al-Hawariyin used, but he said, تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا May be for us a festival for the first and the last of us. Isa said, send down this table. So that number one, it would be a Eid for us. What does Eid mean? Eid is a festival, but if we look at the linguistic meaning of the word Eid, min ya'ud. Eid in Arabic, it would mean something that returns. It returns again and again. It would mean something that is good. So why do we say Eid, a celebration? Because it's something that comes on a yearly basis, like Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, or it comes on a weekly basis like Al-Jumu'ah. And it's a moment of celebration, a moment, a good moment, a pleasurable moment, so we want it to come again and again. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam wanted this to be a Eid for them, so that they would remember the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Eid al-Fitr, for example, is a celebration for us because we have completed the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and now we are breaking our fast, and that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّائِمْ فَرْحَتَانِ For the person who is fasting has two moments of happiness, once when they break their fasting and once on the Day of Judgment when they see the reward of their fasting. Sayyidina Isa said, we want this to be a Eid for us. And then he said, وَآيَةً مِنْكَ It will be a sign from you, a miracle.
وَرُزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ
Provide for us sustenance, you are the best of sustainers. Al-Hawariyin, they said, number one, what? We want to eat. Sayyidina Isa made it the last reason. وَرْزُقْنَا, give us rizq. And Sayyidina Isa did not limit it to food. He did not say, oh Allah, give us this table to be food for us. Because food is only a very small part of rizq. And Isa made it comprehensive, and we learn from the ad'iyah of the Anbiya, he made it comprehensive and said, oh Allah, give us rizq. Not only limited to food on a table, give us rizq. And rizq would include food, wealth, anything that you own, anything that you have. Knowledge is also a form of rizq. All of this is rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ Oh Allah, give us and you are the best of providers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ
Allah said, I am going to send it down unto you. I will send it down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ
Allah says, I'm going to send it down unto you. But if any of you after that disbelieves, then I will punish him with a torment such as I have not inflicted on anyone among all the world. When you ask for an ayah, when you ask for a miracle, and the miracle is performed, and then you disbelieve, it is worse than disbelieving without seeing a miracle. Why? Because you have asked Allah to provide you with a proof, and He provided you with a proof, nevertheless you refused. And that's why, the more a person knows, the more a person is knowledgeable, the more responsible they become. I mean, the responsibility on the scholar is greater than the responsibility on the layman who has very limited information. Why? Because the scholar now has many of the ayat of Allah with him, which makes it a greater obligation. And that's why we know that the first three whom will be burnt in hellfire are who? The scholar and the shaheed and who? and the man who spent a lot of money. Why? Because these are people who had signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they didn't use it right. The scholar used it to show off, and the shaheed was fighting not for the sake of Allah, but was fighting for what? For fame. And then the other person was being generous just to show the people that he's generous. When you have seen the sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obligation becomes greater. This is the story of Al-Ma'idah, and most of the scholars agree that the Ma'idah was sent down. Now, in some of the books of Tafsir, the old books of Tafsir, they mention, for example, the type of food that came down. They said it was a fish that came down from the sky, and the fish was surrounded by five loaves of bread. One bread had olives, and one bread had cheese. And subhanAllah, this is ilm la yanfa. This is knowledge that does not benefit. And as the tradition that we have been following throughout the series of the lives of the Prophet, that we stay away from ilm la yanfa. We stay away from the things that are not verified. If something is not confirmed by the ayah of Quran or the hadith, we stay away from it. What's the use of knowing whether it was fish or meat or olives or bread? What is the benefit? Quran didn't mention it because there's no use in knowing such information. And that is taraf ilmi, that is luxury of knowledge. And that is ilm la yanfa, knowledge that does not benefit. It is knowledge that would not make you ignorant if you don't know it, and knowledge that will not make you knowledgeable if you do know it. And there's a lot of stories that were attributed to Sayyidina Isa that would fall under this category, and we're going to stay away from all of them. If it is not confirmed strongly by the ayah of the Quran or the hadith, then it's better to refrain from it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not hide away from us knowledge if it's beneficial for us, if it's going to provide us with huda, guidance.